like they said in the Thunderdome, two men enter, one man leaves, or one man leaves. This is Dennis Fuhrer, Giant Strike Talk, powered by Online Big Blue LLC. We want to talk about the venerable Drake May and the New York Football Giants, how he could potentially be on their radar. Those that have followed the show for the last couple weeks now, even for the last couple of years, kind of an understanding that I have never been a big Drake May guy. I've said it before. I kind of thought of him. I'm going to rephrase it. I kind of thought of him as Daniel Jones with a better arm. And there's been so many people that are like, Tim, you need to take a closer look at this guy. You need to take a closer look. And I keep thinking to myself, all right, I'm going to give it a shot. I talked to a couple people, one gentleman, former scout in the NFL, who told me, and he was like, he's kind of, and I thought it was interesting. He goes, you know what kind of reminds me? He goes, he's kind of a cross between Josh Allen and Justin Herbert. And I was like, wow, that's pretty big praise, because this is the same guy, and you can go back to watch the video, who told me the Giants would not pass up on Andrew Thomas. So when he's telling me this, I'm like, well, all right, maybe I need to take a look a little bit more and maybe talk to a couple other people and see that if Drake, you know, falls to the Giants, because there's still some scuttlebutt and still some talk that he could potentially go over to the Washington team. You know, and I kind of wanted to look at it. So I rolled back the film. You know, with Drake, you got to kind of roll back a little bit. You got to roll back to 2022, where he had that, 4,300 yards, 38 touchdowns, just seven interceptions. He was almost 700 yards rushing with seven additional scores. He was one of those guys that if he would have came out that year, he probably would have been first overall. He had the talent. He had the poise. He had everything you wanted to look at. And then he kind of dropped back to earth a little bit. I don't know if it's on fault of his own or the offensive style and game plan in North Carolina, but he had 3,600 yards, 24 touchdowns, nine interceptions. And honestly, like I said, he kind of bounced a little bit. He kind of bounced in reference to you thought he would take that next leap, or you thought he would hold that progression that he found in 2022 in college. But he just seemed to dip a little bit. I put my hand up on your hip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. And I kind of think that sometimes when I looked at that, I was like, well, you know, that's very Daniel Jones-esque. But then if you compare the Daniel Jones career numbers at Duke to his career numbers in North Carolina, Drake May, that is, they're not even close. They're not even in the same stratosphere. So I keep looking a little bit deeper. I kept diving in a little bit deeper. And like I always said, I thought he was Daniel Jones, but a more athletic Daniel Jones with a better arm. And like I said, this kid is an athlete. Drake May is an athlete. I would say he's not an average athlete. He's not above average. I think he's an excellent athlete. He's got quickness. He's got size. He's got speed. He is one of the, he is a scrambler. He's a dual threat guy. He's got, you know, we've talked about it a million times before. We always talk about it again.
He's got that big arm that he can make all the throws on Sunday.
We've talked about that. 6'4". 230. So I think he's 223 pounds. So he's the prototypical guy. He's a prototypical quarterback. And like I said, with that big arm, he's got a nice tight delivery. He's got good velocity. You can see that on the outside balls. He can make the deep throws. I mean, hell yeah. He can easily make the deep throws. And he's one of those guys that if you watch him, he maintains his act. And I try to watch more and more film on him as I could, not just the 2022 film, but if you do watch, he maintains his accuracy when the pocket around him breaks down. He still maintains his accuracy. His skill level doesn't dip as much as you would think, you know, with being surrounded. But like I said, he's a guy that just has this ability to throw under pressure. I think his accuracy is probably out of the three top guys. I think he's probably closer to the top in reference to accuracy on all levels of throws. Now I will say this, and even in his pro day, you saw a couple passes get, you know what it reminded me of, which is kind of funny. It kind of reminded me of Eli Manning. You saw a couple balls get away from him.
That's what she said.
I had to, but you saw a couple passes get away from him. Eli used to do it. Eli used to throw those ducks. But he's fairly accurate. I would say he's probably exceptionally accurate at times. He's got great touch. Very. I mean, he is a guy that if you're looking for someone that's going to be able to hit you with a deep pass, but then come back with a 3 yard out, he's got that touch. He's got the touch. It's not actually he's got the touch, but it only weighs, just had to go that way. And like I said, he is the prototypical quarterback. He looks the part. I looked at him on this on the thumbnail, and he's Jonathan Moxon. You know, I don't know if Lance Arbor. You know, he's not Lance Arbor. He's the Mox. He really is. His dad played quarterback at North Carolina as well, and I think his brother played basketball for the Tar Heels. I'm not sure. So he comes from an athletic family. Like I said, he is an athlete, and that worries me a little bit because Daniel Jones was considered an athlete. But he is an athlete. He really is. He's got the speed. He's got good foot quickness. He is a guy that you can run him by design and not have to worry about it. He's got more than enough athleticism. He is a legitimate dual threat quarterback. And Tim, you're probably saying, well, Tim, all these sound like really good things. I'm not hearing the bad shit. Well, You know, with me, there's always some bad stuff. And one of the things that even watching going back to 2022, at times he's at times, not all the time, but at times, and I don't want to say it because the minute you say this, everyone's going to be like,
you want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
The truth is he's slow at times to go through his progressions. I said it. Now that's at the cut that, you know, you hope that improves going in with better coaching. And at times, and if you watch some of the games last year, it wasn't even like there was difficult coverage that he had to read. They were sometimes very simplistic. And when his first read wasn't there, he struggled to go through his progressions and find the next guy. He did that more this year than he did in 2022. Now we've lived 5 years through that, and we're going to go through year six with that probably as well. Is it something that he can work on? Probably. I hope so. He's got all the other intangibles, but the fact that he is at times he's a one read guy and has difficulty finding that second guy, that is concerning. That is concerning. And one of the other things that I kind of get concerned about is he has a tendency when the play breaks down sometimes too. I personally think that he abandons the play too quickly. That he takes off. We're not going to say anything, but who does that sound like? That he has that ability, that he sees the play break down and he's quick to get out of the pocket. So those are some concerns. Well, the only other thing I can think of is a little bit with his mechanics. I think he's got to get, and so maybe it's going to come with more repetition, and he's going to get, like I said, he's going to get better coaching at the NFL level. I think he needs to just tighten his mechanics a little bit, and he just needs to just tighten it up.
That's what she said.
Sorry, I had to again. He just needs to tighten up his mechanics a little bit. He's got to be more consistent with his mechanics. And the other thing, but it's not a Daniel Jones thing, but another thing that kind of gets me with him is, and more of it's an Eli Manning thing. He makes not weird. Sometimes he makes weird decisions. They're not the best football decisions. They're a little risky. And I think a lot of it is playing at North Carolina and having to think you have to do more than you probably have to. And I think he just tries to make more. I think he just tries to make more things happen. And I think what happens is when he does that, he has a tendency to force plays and to force throws. And usually when that happens, bad things happen. I've heard it before, and I've seen it on two other scouting reports. He likes to play what they refer to as hero ball, which is basically forcing throws that he shouldn't be doing to try to make something big happen. And I think he can get out of that. I hope that could be coached out of him. but he's got to understand he's got 10 other guys around him and he doesn't have to do everything himself. And hopefully when he hits the pro level, he's going to understand that a little bit more. And like I said, the one thing I really get concerned about is sometimes some of his passes get away from him. They float a little. He had it happen at his pro day. And I was watching his pro day film going, okay, that one got away from him. That one got away from him. So, but like, there's a lot to like about Drake May. And there's a lot less to dislike about him. And I think that's a better way to put it. He's a guy that can throw the bullet pass. He's a guy that can throw the brick, the ball through the wall. And then he's a guy that can drop some little bit of touch. And then he's the type of guy that he can take off and run. And he has, you know what he has? He has pocket awareness. He has that ability. He has the ability to have, we've talked about it before. He has pocket maneuverability. I always like using that phrase, but he's just got to learn to, he's just got to be methodical though about going through his progressions. And that is what I think one of my big concerns. And that's why I think I used to compare him to Daniel Jones a lot. Cause if you watch that and then you watched him more this year, 2023, than he did in 2022, but he's got to just be methodical. He's got to understand, listen, I'm going to go to read one. I'm going to read two. I'm going to go back to three. And I'm going to go back to one again. You can't just say, okay, one is covered. I'm going to run. You know, and he doesn't do it all the time. And that's what I'm saying. He's got to be with the right coach. He's got to be with the right system. And when my friend told me he was going to be a cross between, you know, Josh Allen and Herbert, the first thing I thought of was, well, you got the Josh Allen, you know, guy right here. You got the mentor of Josh Allen and Brian Daboll. I wish it was just this easy to pick a quarterback and find a franchise quarterback. You really do. You really do wish it was easy. You really do wish you reached a point where you could just find someone. But if he can limit more of his turnovers, if he could stop playing the hero ball game, he's got all the physical tools. He really does. He's got all the intangibles. He's got the mobility. He's got the big strong arm. You know, he's the prototypical quarterback. And if you're looking for a guy who could be the cornerstone player for your franchise, the guy that could be the face of the franchise, Drake May is probably, you know, Drake May is not a bad choice. I've already said it. If the Giants went with Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, or even Michael Penix, hell, I even said JJ McCarthy, I would be fine with it. But if someone is there, listen, there are five guys. You're pick number six. I think at least two quarterbacks are going in the first five, which means you'll still have a potential to have three other options. And probably it could potentially be Penix, May, and McCarthy. If I'm looking at Penix, May, and McCarthy, if you're looking at going against someone that's not going to have the injury history, you're going to go with May. If you're going to go with someone who has done more in college outside of winning a national championship statistically, you're going to go with May over McCarthy. It's just how willing are the Giants going to want to go with a guy that is kind of a mixture in my mind between Eli Manning and Daniel Jones, and you're hoping that you're going to get more Eli Manning. Oh, we might have a stream today at noon, which is Wednesday today. I haven't decided yet, but we'll make sure we see. And as always, don't forget to like, don't forget to subscribe, don't forget to ring that bell because you want to know why. That'd be awesome.